This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Good morning, Canada. Zucchino and Weeks in studio together. Were we in studio together last week?
We were.
So that's 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, it's a record.
That is. That's the first time in 2017, I'm pretty sure. We're trending. I've just been told I was at the Arnold Palmer.
Oh, yeah, you were. You've got a good memory. It's just not very long.
And the two senile guests continue to do their golf show.
So this is like one in a row now.
We're one in a row. In certain parts of the U.S., if you're selling stock, that's a trend.
That's
one
right.
One in a row. We package that. That's an A+. All right. How are you doing, Bob? All right?
I'm doing well. Yeah, it's kind of a soggy day out there. Not looking forward to this weekend. I got a big run tomorrow, and it's supposed to be, like, rainy and cold.
Is tomorrow the Bay run?
Round the Bay tomorrow.
I didn't know it was tomorrow. Yeah. How are we feeling about that?
We'd feel a lot better if it wasn't raining the day before. We'll get her done.
Okay, so before we get into today's show, how much training and stuff?
Oh, yeah, done lots of training.
Lots of training.
We're trained up. We're ready to go. We'll cross the finish line.
See, I can't tell when you've been training, because you always look the same. You're always, like,
But it's not like I guess this rain and stuff is good because it means that the April showers are not going to happen. Everything's going to be backed up. So instead of April showers, we're getting March showers.
So I see where you're going with this.
So now April will be blossoming.
I love this. Okay, I'm going to go with this. I'm excited. I'm pumped up because
go.
No, I'm pumped up because now you're getting me more excited because I like your theory here. But we're 2 weeks. Well, we're just outside a week from the Masters. We'll be
9 days
for Augusta. 9 days. 9 days to the, you know, what I think is the biggest golf tournament in the world, okay? So, and of course, north of the border, I think we all certainly agree with that. We'll just look at what TSN and CTV do for, you know, basically flick the switch on every possible feed we can touch, on every platform we can touch for Masters. Looking forward to that. The Leafs, I'm buying into the Leafs.
Uh-oh.
So for the first time this year, I'm talking Leafs on the air. I believe I wouldn't want to play them in the first round. I'm excited. A huge week. This last week's been awesome.
Been pretty big.
Been
pretty
fun to watch.
Raptors are coming back.
Raptors. I am pumped that we could get the Leafs in the playoffs and we could get the Battle of Alberta shaping up. When's the last time we've seen Edmonton-Calgary in the playoffs? That could happen. That would be amazing, okay? So I'm pumped about that.
And who you got in the Women's World Curling Final?
Now, that's funny. It's funny you bring that up because no clue, Bob. And, of course, next week is a big, big weekend in the Zucchino household. It's WrestleMania.
Of course.
That's huge. We've got a busy show, big show. Todd Kierstedt in studio with us. Todd's here already. So good to see Todd. We're going to talk about the Invictus Games, which is in Toronto this year.
Very important.
As well as the Bring Back the Game initiative,
which is
Todd, the man behind that, which is a great initiative. Never leave an athlete behind. And we're going to get into that with Todd. We're going to talk match play. We're going to do winners, weird, and what. Martin Pichet from Cedar Bay Golf is going to be here, Cedar Bay Golf Club. Their membership drive continues. We're going to do that in the second hour of the show. We've got a huge contest happening, Masters contest with DraftKings. Do you want a free opportunity to win your share of $100,000? Go to DraftKings.com/golf talk. If you want to get in for free, go to DraftKings.com/golf talk and enter a team for free for the Masters. You've got a week or so to do this, but if you do it through the DraftKings.com/golf talk, it's free. Enter six names. I think you got like a 50 grand to spend as your budget. I did it. I'm going to go through my team later. Scully's going to do a team later as well during Scully time.
Who did you pick? Like Gabe Brewer?
Well, you just wait. My team is archaic. Okay? My team is, I think, you know, my team... Well, the back half of my team would be solid in 91.
Yeah.
In 91, you're going, Mark, your team looks solid. Hey, we're going to get into that later as well, but let's do some news and headlines.
News and headlines is brought to you by Golf PEI. With 400 fairways within a 45-minute drive, PEI is a golfer's paradise. Visit golfpei.ca to book your golf vacation and discover why PEI is Canada's number one golf destination.
You know, I was talking to Mark McLean.
Great guy.
They're almost sold out for the entire summer. In Prince Edward Island, you're going, Todd. You're going out there. I know your mic's not on yet, so we'll get to that thing. But I know you've got an event out there too. We should touch on that. But they're almost sold out.
PEI is a great place to go. I know of a couple of on-air personalities of the female variety who are going to make a little journey down there.
I heard that as well.
Yeah,
that's right.
Fun.
Yeah. Let's start with the Bigfoot sighting. Tiger Woods was on Good Morning America.
What was your first thought when you saw him? He came out dressed really nice in a suit. Looked fit.
Okay, so I know where you're going with this, because I was, oh my God, he looks old. And before I could get the next thing out of my mouth, Heather said, what happened to his hair?
Exactly. The feathers are disappearing.
All right, they are disappearing. Now, I can't talk, because I'm very close to, you know, just going straight Captain Picard, yeah. You know, right down to the bone. So,
But other than that, I mean, he walked fine. He looked fit. He had a little putting contest. His stance over the putter,
which
was fine.
Which tells me that maybe a month ago when I said this is more about the noodle, what's going on between the ears, than it is what's going on the bottom of the back. Not that he doesn't have a bad back, but he's got a bad back like Fred Couples has a bad back. You're always going to have a bad back once you get to that stage. I think there's a lot of other things going on here preventing him from playing golf other than just his body, Bob.
Well, they tried to pin him down. They asked him, you know, they said, are you going to play in the Masters? And he said, I really want to. I'd really like to. So, again, there's a definite maybe.
And then the Loch Ness Monster went below surface
right.
again. And
so we still don't know. We still don't know.
Jason Day, very emotional press conference this week.
This is how you handle the press.
Thank
you. This
is
how you handle an announcement.
Thank you. Just being transparent, wearing his emotions on his sleeve. And we knew there was something up with Jason Day because he hasn't had his game. And we didn't know what he was really going through for the last 6 months on this, being told that his mom potentially could have a year to live. And withdrew from the match play. Tears in his eyes. Good news is, Bob, the surgery on his mom went well on Friday.
Yeah, his agent was saying, Bud Martin was saying that everything went smoothly, successful. Now, she is terminal, so mm-hmm. it's you're just buying time.
Buying time.
But any day you can buy is another day.
Right. And who knows, if they can buy, you know, 6 months or even a year, and if she has a decent quality of life because of what they were able to accomplish, you know, hey, like you say, every day is a bonus, but Jason Day, hard not to feel for it. He is truly one of the nice guys. And we say that a lot and whatnot, but we hand those cookies out quite often. But I mean it 1,000% with that guy. He is, especially from a world number one, who through our time covering this business, and especially your time, Bob, going before me, when you're dealing with the Greg Normans and Nick Faldos of the world that then hand the baton over to the Tiger Woods of the world, to have a guy like that who is number one in the world and be that engaging, just not
happening. It's pretty amazing. And he just treats you like a normal human being. That's what I love. There's no talking down, talking sideways, giving you some crazy story. I mean, he's just a solid guy, and I'm real happy for him that things went well.
Match play. Now, these are the 16 names left. Na will go Haas. Leishman will play Mickelson. Mickelson's been on fire. Leishman just won in Orlando. John Rahm, who disposed of Sergio in an impressive fashion, he takes on Charles Howell III. Yep. Soren Kjeldsen takes on William McGirt. I'll get to that in Winners Weird and What. Not Soren's fault. He played great, but bizarre with Rory. What happened with Rory this week? Hideki Tanahara, who I wouldn't know if I, sorry, Hideto Tanahara, who's apparently number 54 in the world, who I wouldn't know if I hit with my car, will take on Paul Casey, Ross Fisher, Bubba Watson, Alex Noren, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson against Zach Johnson, the Johnson versus Johnson battle of the day.
And when I saw that Johnson versus Johnson, I was thinking of you, and I said, you know, the only Johnson's not in there is Dwayne the Rock.
That's it.
You're wrestling.
And I don't know if you saw his tweet this week, which I will use on TV this upcoming Wednesday. Dwayne the Rock Johnson claimed to have hit a drive of 410 yards this week. So if you smell it, the Rock is cooking. Anyway, do we like this format?
You know, I don't like the group part. I like when it gets here and it's knockout. And I think that's what you want to have in match play. Match play should be knockout. There's got to be some kind of a better way. I know there's a hybrid where, you know, the TV networks want these guys hanging around and the players want to play, come somewhere and play just one more than one match. But, you know, when you've got the couple of withdrawals, obviously Jason Day withdrew and then Gary Woodland had to withdraw. So all of a sudden guys play one match and can't win and don't go through, or guys are, you know, defaulting. And so it just sets up some very strange scenarios where guys are either advancing or being knocked out without even playing.
Yeah.
So I think it's unfortunate, but I don't know how you satisfy everyone's wishes to try and make this thing go well. There was a guy on the PGA Tour Media, Ben Everill, who came up with a kind of an interesting plan where the top 32 and the bottom 32 would kind of be separate. and they would the top 32 would play a match, and the winners go on. The losers would drop down. They wouldn't be knocked out. They would drop down. The lower 64, the winners there would play the losers, and the losers there would drop out. So it's, I don't know, there's no right way to do it.
So I got to tell you, like, in a boardroom of the PGA Tour, they're sitting there going, Rory McIlroy won and Jason Day won since we flipped this format. So they're going, don't see a problem, right?
Exactly.
That's probably what they would narrow this down to, that we're in a weird year here with some different types of withdrawals. In a way, I agree with them, in a way, but there was something kind of special about the true March Madness 64 one and done. The fear of it is the PGA Tour has no control over the players and can't force them to play.
Right.
So at the end of the day, if they keep going down that road, they probably would have ended up with a watered down field because guys didn't want to do it. So that, I guess, that becomes a challenge. I think at the end of the day, you're probably right 100% to go back what you originally said. You're not going to please everybody in this, and it's going to be a work in progress, but I still see this format sticking for quite some time. I don't see them changing it just because of this.
In the near future anyway.
No. Maybe they alter some of the rules a little to how they hand out points based on WDs, which might fix the problem. All right, quickly before we go, because we want to bring Todd Kierstedt in, talk about the Invictus Games in Toronto and the Bring Back the Game initiative. Michael Jordan laying $300,000 with Charles Barkley on a single putt. I knew they gambled.
Charles Barkley was talking about how they play golf, and he said it's nothing for Jordan to bet six figures during his golf matches, and he said he once bet $300,000 on a single putt. And $100,000 games were common. He says, you know, if you got as much money as MJ,
doesn't matter.
It's
sure beats our hot dog and bag of chips, Bob.
I don't know who he's betting against and betting with, but someone else has got to be rich.
That's right.
Barkley said it wasn't him. Actually, he just said this is what happened when he was,
I've seen
when he was
this.
There.
Interesting. All right. On the other side, we're going to talk to Todd Kierstedt, one of the game's best trick shot artists. He's the man behind the Bring Back the Game initiative. He's also part of the committee heading up the golf division of the Invictus Games for 2017 right here in the T-Dot. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC was brought to you by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Joining us now in studio, a friend of Golf Talk Canada's, one of the finer trick shot artists in the game. But really, now, Todd, you're spending, I know you do it and you work that part of your life into everything you do to open eyes, is probably the way I look at it, to show people that they don't need to leave this game of golf, and you're using it in such a good way. Todd Kierstedt with us, the man behind the Bring Back the Game initiative, Never Leave an Athlete Behind. How you doing, buddy?
Doing really well. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've seen you in person a bunch, but it's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah.
So I want to get caught up, because I know you're the Bring Back the Game initiative, since when it started to where it is now, I know has been, like, it's leaps and bounds, tremendous growth. And we're with each other on social media and everywhere. And I see everywhere where you're going and what you're doing. You're also a fellow Adidas ambassador as well. But I want to touch base on the Invictus Games, because it's in Toronto this year. Just as a starting point, for our listeners that don't know what it is, what is the Invictus Games and golf's role this year?
Well, the easiest way to describe the Invictus Games is basically the Olympics for the ill and injured soldiers around the world. There's 17 countries involved. It was started by Prince Harry 2 years ago. The first games were in London. Last year was Orlando. This year, Toronto. Pretty good.
That's very cool.
Next year, Sydney, Australia. But this year, they're introducing golf as a sport. So there is 17 countries. There's going to be 12 sports. It's going to be between September 23rd and September 30th of this year.
And the golf competition is taking place, ooh, tell them where.
St. George's. So
wow,
that is going to be a gem.
And that's awesome.
There's a lot of people that are pretty excited just because it's being there.
So this is a real natural progression for you. Like, you, this is a no-brainer for you because for... What's it Bring Back a Game initiative now? Have we hit a two-year anniversary of that?
We have. So Bring Back the Game started 2 years ago. I did a demonstration outside of Tampa, Florida for a veterans hospital. And I realized really quickly that a lot of the entertainment shots, the trick shots that I was doing, were actually emulating the ill and injured soldiers that were sitting in front of me for this demonstration. So I'm hitting balls blindfolded, hitting balls off my knees, hitting balls on one leg in a chair. And I realized really quickly that it was a motivating and inspiring tool for these people, knowing that they could do it again. So changing the mindset from I can't to I can. Then I came back up to Toronto and I started, you know, getting things that I could use for the demonstration, a wheelchair. I had a prosthetic leg made for myself as an able-bodied person. So I can recreate every physical situation to show the people that they can do it again.
It's an amazing, the Invictus Games is going to be a huge event. I know TSN is going to be a big part of it as well. And the golf competition, is it just, are these guys, I mean, give us a sample of how able they are to play. Like, what?
Man,
how good are these?
Well, we're getting everybody from, you know, we've had requests to get the power chairs that are coming in. So we're going to have people that are paralyzed from the waist down. We're going to be getting amputees. It's going to be a spectrum of differently abled soldiers that are coming in from all around the world.
Kind of interesting that you're here, too, because not only is the Masters starting in 9 days, but April 9th is also the 100th anniversary of Vimy Ridge. And that was a key battle, obviously, in the First World War for Canada. It's a big celebration. The Prime Minister's going over. I think there's going to be lots of talk around that. And now, of course, with the Invictus game coming up, kind of sadly a full circle, I guess.
Absolutely.
Just curious, Todd. We're with Todd Kearsett for Bring Back the Game Initiative. He's also part of the committee heading up the golf division of the Invictus Games, which will be played at St. George's. Golf being introduced to the games for the first time, which is very cool. 17 countries of all time. Just curious, because you see a lot of guys. You see a lot of looks on faces and girls and whatnot. Is there a story or someone or anyone that pops into your mind where you maybe... maybe saw somebody or have seen somebody in the last 12 months or so that really never thought the game was kind of for them anymore, that maybe has just went, wow, I can still do this, or I'm out there now.
You know, I there's so many incredible stories out there. You know, I had a gentleman that called me up. He was in his 60s, suffered a severe stroke. He just wanted to hit one more golf ball with his grandson. So I literally had him leaning on his walker, swinging with one arm. Now to him, golf is 30 yards. But now he can go out and buy a bucket of golf balls with his grandson and spend an hour on the driving range. Another guy with MS got him hitting the same way. And golf to him now, he's spending 5 hours, 4.5, we like to keep it within 4 hours, but he's spending 5 hours on the golf course. He's hitting 10 shots in 18 holes, but he's in the golf cart. He's drinking a couple beers. He's out socializing again with his friends. And golf is now being utilized as a secondary thing for the social experience again. And like most of us.
Right. Very cool.
And it's given him back a hope. Like 22% of all golfers have quit the game due to physical or mental situations. And that's a huge number. And to bring them back, it's given them their lives back.
I need to ask you this because I want to get to this before our segment ends. You're starting in another initiative to bring back the game, which is making courses bring back the game friendly. And I think this is important and it's a great idea. So bring us up to speed on what it is and where you're at. And because we have a lot of golf courses that listen to us, right? Golf professionals, CPGA professionals, general managers, etc. If they want to get in touch with you to get involved with this program, how do they do it?
Well, the thing about it is we understand that a golf course, when they see somebody that's coming in a wheelchair or somebody that's coming in a prosthetic leg, the first thing they're worried about is pace of play and course conditions. So whenever I'm working with somebody who's in differently abled situation, those are the things that I stress. I go, you can go probably on any golf course as long as you're concerned about pace of play and course conditions. Now what we're doing is we're partnering up with different golf courses to make them a bring back the game friendly golf course. We're going to give the individual a card so when they go to the pro shop, they now know that this is an individual who's differently abled, but they understand the pace of play. So now they're welcomed with open arms.
Very cool. And do we have courses? I know you've started at Ontario. You're talking to courses in Ontario. Right. Do we have anybody officially in the loop yet here or somebody we can talk about
well,
yet?
Well, right now we started. We just had meetings with ClubLink, their head office. So we're going to be doing at their Academy golf courses. There's five Academy golf courses. We have Bushwood Golf Course, right. which is just up in Markham.
Yep.
And I know the Speedway.
Exactly. And I know the Bruce Rewards program as well has invested in the purchase of a solo rider golf cart, which is for individuals that are in a wheelchair situation. So
that's awesome, Todd. Yeah. So if a golf course is listening right now, general manager, head pro, they want to get a hold of you, they want to find out more on how they can be bring back the game friendly, they go to where?
Bringbackthegame.ca.
Bringbackthegame.ca. Buddy, I wish we had more time. We got to do this again. I'm going to see you on May 1st. There's an Adidas event happening, which I'm sure we'll be talking about as we go. And maybe we can even get the cameras up to that Adidas event. I don't know, do a segment for TV or see something like that along the line. So, and I don't know I know Bob, you're in Augusta on Monday, right?
I am.
I'm not sure if I'm there yet until Tuesday. I might not be again, but maybe we can connect in Augusta as well.
I look forward to that.
That's great. Todd, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for the platform.
All right, no worries. Bringbackthegame.ca. Bringbackthegame.ca. Todd Kierstead, one of the good guys doing good work and actually making a difference as opposed to just talking about it. Like me. On the other side, winners, weird and what? This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC presented by Acura was brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. This is Golf Talk Canada presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Lots to come still. Martin Pichet from Cedar Break Golf, a membership drive. Some great deals coming up in the second hour. If you're anywhere in the Toronto area, you want to stay tuned for that. DraftKings Masters promotion we've got going on. Go to DraftKings.com/golf talk. DraftKings.com/golf talk. It's free if you use that link. And enter our Masters team for your chance to win your share of $100,000. I'm going to do my team coming up next. And just moments ago, during the commercial break, Bob and I decided that next week on Golf Talk Canada, we're dragging Scully out from behind the glass. We're throwing him in the chair. We're going to reach out to a couple of our regulars, and we're going to do a live 90-minute Masters preview draft special. We're going to draft a Masters team next week and tell everyone what we think and how everyone else's team is worse than ours. That's usually how that goes.
I'm going with Sandy Lyle.
And this year we're going to play for something. This year we're going to put something in the pot. Because every year we do it and we're not tied to something. So this year we're going to, I don't know what we're going to play for. We'll see who we get around the table first.
Don't invite Michael Jordan, please.
Yeah, no, a little outside our league. So.
That's right.
All right, that all coming up still right here on GTC. But it's time for 3-Dub. And Bob, you have the tee.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
There we go. Yes, Family Guy. Okay, my winner this week is a Family Guy. His name is Mike Weir. And I'm making him the winner because he reached out this week to Adam Hadwin and Mackenzie Hughes and set up a practice round Tuesday at Augusta National. Now, Mike is not, I will tell you this, this is a little out of normal for Mike Weir. Usually he lets the guys come to him, but he said, you know what, I'm going to start reaching out. I'm going to start being the guy who takes these kids under my wing. So Adam Hadwin, who, by the way, got married yesterday.
Congratulations,
so congratulations.
Adam.
He tied the knot in Phoenix to his lovely bride, Jessica. I saw a couple of pictures, and she looked divine. So they're going to play a practice round, which will be the first time since 1968 that we've had three Canadians on Augusta National at the same time getting ready for the Masters. So that's pretty cool. Good for Mike Weir for setting that all up.
That's cool.
My weird this week is Brant Snedeker, who didn't survive the cut.
This but Brant, is awesome.
Brant Snedeker was getting ready to tee off in the match play and noticed that his putter was loose. The putter head was loose. So he had a spare in his locker, which he brought in to play, but he wasn't really set on it. So he was trying to find something to replace with. He hadn't worked with it. So what does he do? He goes to the pro shop at the golf course, doesn't see anything. So he goes to Golf Galaxy. He tootles
this.
Around. He finds a used Rossi 2 with a beat-up old grip, and he says, this is perfect, and he puts it in play, and it works. And it may be, apparently, I was talking to his caddy, he said, that might even stay in the bag.
It's awesome. Know. Well, do you remember Furyk doing this years ago? Walking in, he pulled a putter out of the bin at a golf shop. I think it was an Edwin Watts, and he ended up, I don't know, he could have won the, maybe he won the Players that year with it or something. My memory's a little foggy on it, but it was 10 years ago, something very similar.
That's
but picture the guy on the floor.
Yeah. Well, that's what this guy said. Branch Snedeker walked into Golf Galaxy trying putters. Imagine that. So
I guess actually, the Bridgestone van.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, gone, we're closed. Lunch break.
The Mark Calcavecchia actually did one at the Air Canada Championship. He went to a golf store in Surrey, BC, pulled a putter out, and actually won the tournament with the putter.
All right, so I just got in my word here that my memory isn't that bad. It was his FedEx Cup victory, which was almost 10 years ago, because it was 2010, I believe, he won the FedEx Cup, that Furyk, that was with the used
That's
putter.
That's what he did?
So
wow.
It was, yeah, he grabbed it out of the
putters,
bin.
So.
Yeah. So.
Good stuff. All right.
Sorry, Bob.
My what is a DQ that happened yesterday. Tyrrell Hatton, who is actually quite a hot player. I think
yeah.
He's been in the top 10 like in five of his last six starts worldwide. He gets DQ'd yesterday. So his group had a three-man playoff. Cabrera Bello, Charles Howell, and Tyrrell Hatton. And Tyrrell Hatton on the first hole hits his ball in tight. And he goes to put the putter down behind it and moves the ball accidentally like a centimeter. Doesn't call in the ref. He forgets to move it back the 1 centimeter, putts. And because this is now normally, apparently, it might have even been good enough that they would have just said, oh, yeah, it's good, pick it up in match play. But it's
That's
stroke
right.
play in the playoff.
Okay.
So he gets a double bogey instead of a par, and he's gone.
That's just horrible.
These rule segments, man. These rule things.
I know.
Crazy.
But that's one of those ones where I don't even know how do you even address that, right? Like he...
Yeah, because eventually you've got to say, okay, what's too far, what's not far, far enough. Anyway, Tyrrell Hatton is out. He's got the weekend off.
Let's just be thankful that so far, you know what? I'm putting the whammy on us. I know I'm putting the whammy on us. We haven't had the phone call video yet this year. You know, like we haven't had
those. Oh, yeah, no, that's right.
We haven't had any of that in quite some time, but we're heading into the season of that. Where every moron on the planet has got the... Who has the number, by the way? Before I get to my
That's
winners,
what I know.
Where
How do you get there, right?
Who, yeah, like, I work for the PGA Tour. I have no clue who to call if I was sitting at my home eating Fritos, okay? Chomping down a triple cheese large pizza, sitting there trying to ruin somebody's life, okay? Or ruin their weekend of golf from grinding it out and trying to make a living. I wouldn't know what phone number to call. Who has this number, Bob?
I don't know. It must be in directory assistance or something. Maybe it's old school.
My God. All right. I have the tea, and now I'm angry.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
All right. My winner this week is the outpouring of support from the PGA Tour and players, media, and the way Jason Day handled himself with the transparency and situation of dealing with what happened this week with his withdrawal from the Dell match play. Obviously, his mom battling cancer. And like Bob said off the top of the show when we were talking about Bigfoot, if you want to know how to handle yourself in the media and you want to, just have, people look at you as a human and give you the benefit of the doubt and treat you with the way you should be treated when you're making an announcement like that and having the support. Look at Jason Day and how he handles himself. Not just during this. This is a great example because of how strenuous the topic is and how ugly the topic is. It's a good example of to show how much class he has. But he's like this all the time.
Well, what happens now is he walked off the golf course, called the media, said, could you assemble the media? They called in. He told the whole story. Now everyone leaves him alone. Now nobody's digging. Now it's all just finally
let him be with his family.
We know what the story is. We don't have to worry. There you go. That's how you handle it.
My weird this week, and this goes back to, I guess, a theme in the show about match play and format, and there's not a perfect format, but I picked Rory McIlroy this week to win the world match play. And I feel like Rory and I were robbed, Bob.
Because you more so.
Well,
I'd say.
Soren Kelson, who played beautiful, played Rory in the first round. Okay?
Exactly.
They both played exceptionally well. Soren Kelson ends up winning the match 2-1. So it's a tight match. And he ends up winning by birdieing the last four holes. But both men were deep under par.
Six under, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they both played exceptionally well. The next day, Soren Kelson is scheduled to play Gary Woodland. And Gary Woodland withdraws from the event due to personal reasons. Automatically, he gets another point. He automatically comes out of the bracket, the pool. So Rory McIlroy plays 18 holes of golf on a Wednesday, an opening match, which he played well in. He lost 2-1 and is eliminated from the Dell match play. If he won the rest of the way, it didn't matter because Soren Kelson has a tiebreaker at 2-1 going over Rory. He's coming out of the pool. Absolutely ridiculous. It's weird. It's my bizarre. And it is a perfect example of a potential flaw with this system.
You know, if it was just 1-64 match play head to head, you wouldn't have a problem with it, right?
No, because you lost.
Kelson beats Rory McIlroy. That's
you're done.
It. You're out. You go on.
Right.
But under this system, the way they've got it set up, it's just so unfair when somebody pulls out. And unfortunately, you know, you don't obviously Jason Day and Gary Woodland, who had some personal family issues. I mean, it's a sad situation that they have to pull out. But it just, boy, it sure screws up the rest of the field.
They've got to change this. It happened in another bracket as well with Jason Day and whatnot. They have to change the form. I don't know how to do it, but they've got to almost remove that person and add a match to the bracket somehow to create a reason to keep playing golf.
Call in a marker.
Call in a marker.
You got to beat a guy out of the crowd. That's it.
My what this week? Lydia Ko, Bob. What happened?
Oh, my goodness.
She's almost Tiger-esque, but she missed the cut at Aviara this week on the LPGA Tour. 95 starts on the LPGA Tour, only her second cut miss. And when you think about when she started playing golf as an amateur on the LPGA Tour as like a 14, 15-year-old girl, and that 95 starts later from a young teenager, it's only her second missed cut. That's Tiger-esque. It's mind-boggling. I know Brooke's got some pretty impressive stats as well. Brooke
missed just her third cut as a pro, but she doesn't have 95 starts, I don't think. But still, for both of them, it's shocking.
It's shocking, but like unbelievable. And I know there's been a swing coach change, an equipment change. I hope I'm wrong. I feel a trap coming here. I don't fix it if it isn't broke, okay? And I'm worried here.
The biggest question is, what's she going to do with her weekend? She's got the weekend off.
Well, she's in Southern Cal.
That.
She's in SoCal.
Oh, well, she can go to
Disney there's so
World.
Many. I'd go to Newport Beach.
Yeah.
That's where I'd go. But all right, on the other side, I'm going to give you my DraftKings picks. So go to DraftKings.com/golf talk. DraftKings.com/golf talk. If you want a free chance at your share of 100 G's and a very cool, fun Masters pool, I'm going to do my team next. We're going to get Scully's team. And we got more housekeeping. 20 weeks of TaylorMade is kicking off. We'll let you know how you can enter 20 weeks of TaylorMade and have your chance at over $10,000 worth of TaylorMade product. And show us your stripes. An Adidas contest is coming as well. God, there's so much going on. I'm exhausted just thinking about it, but it's going to be tons of fun. More GTC coming up.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back. GTC's Aquino Weeks as we wrap up the national hour. Still lots to come. Martin Pichet from Cedar Brae Golf, general manager. We're going to have him on. Huge membership initiatives happening at Cedar Brae. We're going to get into some leaderboard updates. We're going to hear Scully's DraftKings team. I'll do mine now. So go to DraftKings.com/golf talk. DraftKings.com/golf talk. You pick six players. You have 50 grand to spend. This is free, by the way. It's free to enter, and it is a chance at $100,000, your share of $100,000. They're going to hand out a ton of dough. And you have six players to pick. You can't spend more than 50 grand. I went this way, Scully. I went Rory McIlroy. He was my most expensive player at $10,000, 600. He was my most expensive pick. Then I went Justin Rose at 9,200 bucks. Then I went Phil Mickelson at 8,700. And then I went to Paul Casey at 7,800 and realized I almost had no more money left. And I went, oh, my God, Mark, you need two more guys.
So, how much were the last two guys?
So my last two guys came in at 6,300 and 6,400. And I went, you know what? For value, and you're not necessarily looking for a guy who's going to win because I think I've got my winner already in my first four picks. I went with Fred Couples and Bernhard Langer. I know they're, you know, elder statesmen, but look at the leaderboards in the last 10 years. Yeah. Look at the leaderboards the last 5 years. Even Bernhard last year made it to Sunday and played well. So that's what I've got. I got McIlroy, Mickelson, Rose, Casey, Langer, Couples. I had $1,000 left over. I spent 49 grand of the 50. Very efficient. I'll never be accused of not being able to spend other people's money.
That's pretty good. I like some of those picks. You know the guy I really like, I think is sort of a sleeper, is Justin Rose. Yeah. I think he's on the right track.
Ready
right
to
now.
Pop?
Yeah, I think so.
I agree. And we all know Mickelson's a different animal when he drives down Magnolia Lane. So it's DraftKings.com/golf talk if you want to do this for free. DraftKings.com/golf talk, your chance at $100,000. And it's a lot of fun. Why not get... I know you're going to watch the Masters anyway, so why not have something fun, a side project to watch? All right. More coming from Golf Talk Canada, Bob. 20 weeks of TaylorMade is kicking off the week after the Masters. So that is April 12th is the TV show. April 12th, we give away our first prize of over $10,000 worth of TaylorMade product. It's a limited edition Master staff bag, the ones they're carrying at Augusta, and it's gonna be. And they only make, I believe, 1,000 bags, so it's like one of 1,000 or something like that.
Mark, let me ask you a question: how can I win this golf bag?
Well, Bob, There are actually now 5 ways of entering 20 weeks of TaylorMade.
Five.
We're growing, yes. So, like last year, you can follow us on Twitter. That's one. At Golf Talk Canada. So follow us on Twitter, at Golf Talk Canada. If you already follow us on Twitter, you're already entered. Okay? So, but if you want to enter, you don't follow us on Twitter, at Golf Talk Canada. That is one. Instagram, at Golf Talk Canada this year, which you could not do last year.
That's two.
That's two. That's new. Facebook, you could do this last year. Like us on Facebook, GTC TV and Radio, or join our Facebook group, Golf Talk Canada, if you do both. That's now two. So now we're 4 ways. And now we're on iTunes. So subscribe to our podcast, Golf Talk Canada on iTunes. You have 5 chances. Every time you do something, you get another ballot in each week. It's free to play. We randomly select somebody each week, and we pull over $10,000 worth of TaylorMade product for the year.
And there's some good gear looking at the list of stuff.
Oh, so cool. Like last year, like we'll do this year, there'll be during major weeks and stuff, we'll be peaking in the summer with sets of irons and whatnot. And of course, the grand prize, it hasn't been fully completed yet, but right now the grand prize is a full custom set, top to bottom tour experience of TaylorMade golf products. So God knows what the price tag is on that. Irons, woods, wedges, putter, plus the whole custom fit experience. And VIP trip for 4 to Prince Edward Island to play golf with your new set.
Wow.
And you bring 3 buddies.
That's
so
pretty cool.
It is heavy duty.
That's pretty rich.
And it's building up, so why not get involved?
You know who just went through the VIP fitting experience was James Duthie, our pal, who's going to be with us at the Masters.
And
if you search him out on Instagram, yeah, there's some cool
there's
pictures.
Some cool, wait, he's got all the hookup gear, the bondage gear, the
exactly.
TaylorMade bondage gear.
The video game
50
stuff.
Shades of Duthie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that's classic. And one more coming, Bob. This is a new one. Our friends at Adidas, show us your stripes. This is going to be cool. So this is kind of on the heels of the Mark Zucchino, Sergio Garcia lookalike contest. What we're going to do each month, we're going to start this Masters week. We're going to ask you to share photos of yourself in your favorite Adidas gear, showing us your stripes. And if you have anything that you look like an Adidas athlete or you're dressing like, whether it's Paula Creamer, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, show us your stripes.
David Hearn.
And at the end of each month on Golf Talk Canada TV, we're going to show the top three photos, and we're going to pick a winner. The best photo of the month is going to get Adidas gear. Very cool. So I can't wait for that. So
lots of great stuff.
You know what? We'll have to do maybe next week, Skull. We'll have to grab that photo of for me at the Kingdom with me under the Sergio poster to show as an example of what we're talking about, and we'll go from there. So there's tons to go on. We're giving away so much, Bob.
That's amazing stuff.
We're like golf Santa Claus, you and I.
Yeah, exactly.
We are. We're like, except, you know, we don't do chimneys. We stand at first tees and hold clipboards.
That's
like
right. That's
angry
right.
old starters. What is it about? Before we go, that is one of the most interesting jobs. Like, I love a lot. I talk to all starters, right? And they're great guys, volunteers, people usually volunteering, you're right, playing.
Retired people. They do it in exchange for free golf or something, right?
But I'll tell you something right now. You give a retired guy a clipboard or a keychain with lots of keys on it, man, power trip, baby. Power trip. Let me tell you right now, okay? It's funny. Before we go, we only have a minute left. Dr. J, who's listening this morning, Dr. J Petroff, good friend of the show, yes. My personal physician who travels with me, he was at the old Thunderbird. I think it's Royal Ashburn. Right. Great golf course. He was out there two summers ago, and he shows up on the tee with a Golf Talk Canada hat, and the starter says to him, "Hey, I listen to that show every Saturday morning." He goes, "You know the guy, Dr. J, who fell asleep naked in Sloane Castle in Ireland?" He goes, "Yeah, that's me.
I'm on the team."
He ends up taking photos with starters and stuff. See? But he's a celeb.
He creates celebrities.
He's a
here.
Celeb. Doc's a celeb in his own right anyway. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Remember, DraftKings.com/golftalk to enter our Masters contest. Coming up next, we'll talk Cedar Brae membership initiatives. Great opportunity if you're in the Toronto area, you're looking for a golf course. And we'll do leaderboard reports. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision in the closet. First good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca. We'll be right back with more GTC. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. All those lucky people listening online, 11:50 in Hamilton, 10:50 in Toronto, other select markets getting all 90 minutes of GTC.
And online,
yes. Well, we have friends around the world. I just got an email right now from Mr. Robert Arms in Orlando, Florida, listening at Lake Nona Golf Club.
I was going to say that I think my dad in Fort Myers is listening in on the... or sometimes he listens to the podcast after, which you can do.
Good morning, Mr. Weeks. I hope you keep it in the fairway today. I hope you do, and have a wonderful day. Mr. Arms, I hope that new club you bought online is working for you. Robert jumped into the swamp with that GX something or other. You know that... it's like a two wood that they're selling on the... My friend Dennis Paulson selling two-wood. It on the Golf Channel.
I've seen that.
So I haven't talked to Robert. I'm curious. He's got to give me an update. Robert, if you're listening, send me an update on how the new wand's working. So let me know. And also, before we continue, I've got intel from behind the glass.
Yes. Very good.
So if you want to complain to the PGA Tour, this is so obvious. You go to the PGA Tour, they have a contact us area, and you can tell them about rules violations as well as misconduct of a player.
There's a phone number?
You got contact. It's right there. You have a phone number right there. Or you could tweet them at PGA Tour. And they actually
You can tweet them?
And they actually get that tweet, that info, to a rules official.
I'm going to tweet them right now.
So they are their own worst enemy.
Hey, PGA Tour, there is a loudmouth on your PGA Tour broadcast. Oh, no. Okay, wait. Just rules, you mean?
Just rules. Just rules. Okay. I see misconduct by a Canadian-Italian kid
yeah.
somewhere in the middle of the 14th fairway at Bay Hill. All right. You know what? Well, there was almost misconduct on that sixth hole by me when I ran and screamed and went running away when I saw that gator
yeah,
at Bay Hill.
I don't blame you one bit.
All right, golf season is around the corner. Why do I know this? Well, we're 9 days away from the Masters, right? That signifies the start of it all. If you're in the GTA, you're looking for a golf club, or you're starting to get your, you may be toeing the water, you're thinking about it, don't hesitate. You're going to want to check out Cedarbrae, cedarbraegolf.com. They're a friend, a sponsor of our show. I play a lot of golf up in Cedarbrae. Some of the best greens in the absolute city, and just finished the brand new clubhouse, redid the bunkers, renovated. The place is tickety-boo. And joining us now, General Manager Martin Pichet. Good morning, Martin. How are we, my friend?
Very good. Good morning, gentlemen. Nice to be on the line with you guys.
Okay, so membership drive was a monster success last year. I get that. And we were actually pretty much at capacity, but like most golf clubs, there is small turnover.
Attrition
over the winter. And there's a few spots available. And do I have this right? If you join by May 1st, you save $2,500 on initiation. Is this correct?
That is correct. Right now, this is our promotion, so you get 25% off the posted entrance fee, so it's a $2,500 savings. And yeah, essentially, there's never been a better time to join Cedarbrae Golf.
So that brings that initiation to $7,500. Would that be accurate?
That is right. And
wow.
We have a payment plan, so it's not all up front. You can pay it over multiple years. So we make it easy and palatable for everyone that would like to join.
Now, this is not a new golf course. I mean, this is a historic golf club back to 1922, I think, something like that. There's a lot of history here that, and you're joining a famed course here by doing this if you decide to go ahead.
Absolutely. So in about 5 years' time, we're going to be celebrating our 100th anniversary, and we've had some big tournaments. Most predominant one was in 1976 when we hosted the LPGA Tour. We're looking forward to hosting some big events over the upcoming years towards our 100th anniversary. So there is a lot of history, we've done some renovations on the club to bring it back to its original stand, and we're very proud, and we look forward to a great and a fabulous season.
Martin, before we get into the rest of the categories, because I know we have, you know, there's multiple membership categories. You've already said 0% finance options, $2,500 off initiation, so you're down to $7,500 at 0%. And tons of categories. So before I ask you those categories, I know, you know, the clubhouse is, we're not even a year old, really, are we, with the clubhouse? What's been the vibe? Because every time I've been up there, I see people having dinner, people on the lawn. It's a great atmosphere. I guess the clubhouse is kind of, in a way, has it changed the club a bit in a way? Is it more of a community now than ever before?
Yes, it is. Actually, it brought the membership back together, being in temporary facilities for a couple of years. You know, we were in tight quarters, and that brought everybody back. And then moving into the new building really brought the atmosphere to a whole new level. And we're seeing that all of our events, you know, have grown. The membership is supporting the club tremendously, and we do a lot of social events. Even in the winter months, with our new simulators, and fitness programs, members now can enjoy the club year-round instead of just, you know, having been a summer place before. So we're very happy, and we're going to keep growing our programs and increase the community feeling at the club.
Martin, do you find right now it's competitive out there with golf club memberships? Are there lots of people trying to do, I'm not obviously doing it quite as well as you guys are doing, but is there a lot out there, a lot of people in the hunt for new members?
It's very competitive, and it's going to stay. I see that it's going to stay for a while. And there's a lot of great clubs out there, and you know, we're happy to be in some of the best clubs in the GTA. But definitely, everybody's looking for new members year over year. As you mentioned earlier, you always get attrition for different reasons. But it's good also to have a bit of turnover, because that brings new, fresh people at the club. That can interact with members that have been here for years. So it's nice to see some history, and then after new people that will create their own history for new people in 20, 30 years from now. So it's a normal process, but definitely the market is competitive and everybody tries to get a bit of an edge. But I think with our new clubhouse, our $500,000 renovation on the golf course last season, and all the new programs that we're coming with, that puts us a little bit ahead, or gives us an edge over certain clubs.
Martin, before we let you go, it's $2,500 off initiation before May 1st. That makes initiation $7,500. You have 0% finance programs as well on that $7,500. But you also have lots of categories. Club is family friendly. There's junior programs, etc. So what kind of categories are we talking? There's lots of options. You have corporate as well, things of that nature. So it's not just I'm coming in as a full-time, this is a single golfer. There's lots of ways to join Cedar Break, correct?
Correct. So we have our full membership. We have a flex category, which calls. So if you're unsure of how many rounds of golf you're going to play in the season, flex membership gives you the opportunity to it's a little bit like a pay as you play with a base annual due. And then we have a lot of intro to golf programs. So if you're new to the game, we'll be happy, to show you all the ethics and give you a lot of golf lessons, and then after, have our pros go out with you on the golf course. So those are intro to golf, and as you mentioned, we have many different junior programs, junior summer camps. We have our sports and social, which is a combination of a little bit of golf, some social activities, and some winter activities. So we have a whole gamut of different membership categories that suits for any type of individuals out in the market.
Well, I will say this, Martin. You join a golf club for the product, the golf course. You got to like the golf course. You got to like the product, the clubhouse, etc. But at the end of the day, once you've been somewhere for a while, it ends up the people that make it. And the people at Cedar Brae, the membership and the staff, it starts with you from the top down. You do such a great job. You're such a great guy and ambassador for that club. And Justin O'Leary is one of the absolute best as well. He does such a wonderful job in that pro shop. And keeping that golf environment going 12 months a year, as you said, you guys do an awesome job. And at the end of the day, I think that's a huge difference. So if you're looking to join a golf club, you want a great product, great place to practice as well, wonderful practice facility. There's not a better conditioned golf course in the city. It's great value. And like I say, people are awesome. You guys do a great job. So, Martin, thanks so much for doing this with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. And I look forward to having you both, early spring come out for a round and let's go and hit the links.
Can't wait for opening day.
That's, I like that. Early spring.
Early spring. Martin, thanks so much. It's CedarBrayGolf.com. CedarBrayGolf.com. May 1st is the deadline if you want to get in on this program. Give Martin a call. Check it out. And get up there and take a poke around. If you're even just considering it, go up and take a look. Martin, have a great day, man. Take care. On the other side, we're going to jump into Scully's DraftKings team. We're going to do leaderboard updates from around the world of golf. Wrap up today's GTC.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Let's do leaderboard updates from around the world of golf, brought to you by Golf PEI, Canada's number one golf destination with over 400 fairways within 45 minutes. Go to golfpei.ca and discover why Golf PEI is Canada's number one golf destination. Dell match play. We're in the elimination round, the top 16. I guess Johnson versus Johnson is the key matchup. Mark Leishman and Phil Mickelson on the golf course right now. They're all square through two. A few other matches out there. John Rahm up early in his match on Charles Howell III and Bill Haas up early on Kevin Na. But lots of golf today. It's a big Saturday at the Dell match play. Bob?
Watch out for Hideto Tanahara.
Yes.
He's a 14-time winner on the Japanese Tour. At Puerto Rico Open, the off-field event, Bryson DeChambeau, D.A. Points, and Bill Lundy are all at 11 under par, shared for the lead. Two shots back are buddy David Hearn and also making the cut, Brad Fritch.
Go Hearnsy! Chitimacha Louisiana Open presented by Nature on the web.com tour. Casey Wittenberg, three-shot lead. This one over Aaron Wise. The web.com tour has been off for a few weeks. There's 36 holes to go there at the Chitimacha Louisiana
Chitimacha.
Open. Chitimacha. Chitimacha, whatever. Web.com, they're back playing.
Okay, the LPGA are playing in Carlsbad, California. Christy Kerr has the lead, and this is a pretty amazing. She's 39 years old. The average age of winners so far on the LPGA Tour this year is 22. If she wins, this is an amazing stat. If she wins, she will be just the fourth American to win an LPGA Tour event since the start of the 2016 season.
That's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
That's ridiculous.
Wow. I know.
Unbelievable. Mackenzie Tour, it's Q School. Jake Knapp blew the field away in the latest round of Q School in California. A seven-shot win. But congratulations to all the players who grabbed their status on Mackenzie Tour, PGA Tour Canada. He went 16 under.
Including Stuart McDonald, amateur, who's on the Team Canada. Nice for him. Yeah. He's got a status through the first, I think, three or four events.
Very cool.
PGA Tour de Latino America.
The best sounding tour in golf.
Latino America. The Honduras Open. Kelvin Day of England has a one-shot lead over Nelson Ledesma from Argentina. And none of the Canadians made the cut. They were all on the wrong side, including our buddy Derek Gillespie.
I think moving forward, we need Latino America music. When we do the Latino America leaderboard, we need a little.
We can work on that.
Shout out to the kids on the CGA Tour. They are well into their season on the Canadian Junior Golf Association. Maxim McKenzie, Emil Liddell, Justin Lee, and Suhan Park. They got the job done at the Tour Performance Labster Open out in British Columbia. So well done, kids, out there on the CJGA Tour. All right. DraftKings.com/golf talk. DraftKings.com/golf talk. I've already entered my team. I went with Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, Phil Mickelson, Paul Casey, Bernard Langer, the man who has found the fountain of youth, and Fred Couples. Because you got to spend $50,000, you can't go over. I spent $49,000. That was my team. It's free to play, and you have a chance at $100,000. They're handing out over $100,000 off and above. Skull.
So
what did you do? Give me the breakdown and why.
I did. So I spent $100 more than you did.
Whoa. That's your youth.
That's my youth right there. Yeah. So I went with a very bold pick in Dustin Johnson off the top.
Hard to bet against DJ.
Yeah, you know.
Out in a limb.
Yeah, he's going to be tough to beat. And then I got Lefty. I've just got a feeling he's heating up at the right time.
Yep.
He'll be a good pick this week, I think, as well in the match play. And then so I went a little off the board.
Off the board. Okay.
Somewhat. So DJ was at 11,300. Phil at 8,700. Then I went Brooks Koepka at 7,500.
He's been basically in the witness protection program for 6 months, right?
He snapped the driver in half.
Yeah.
You know, he's missed a bunch of cuts.
So give me why.
So last year,
right,
in the three majors that he played, because he missed one because his ankle was all torn up,
right,
made the cut in all three.
Okay.
G4 in the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
He's made the knockout round in the WGC match play. So
you think he might be getting back
he's heating
at
up
the right
at the right time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
So he's another guy that I'm watching. And then I have Mr. Thomas Peters.
Yeah. I stared hard
year.
At that. I couldn't afford it.
Yep.
I stared hard and was trying to figure how to get Peters on my team, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, four top 15s this year, including two top fives on the PGA Tour. And then our Canadian boy, Adam had one.
You know what? I stared at it too because I know how hard it is to do well your first time in Augusta. Yeah. It's almost impossible. Mm-hmm. But I'd be shocked because he's putting so well and playing with so much confidence. I'd be shocked if he wasn't there for the weekend. I really would. Well, I'd be absolutely shocked.
Yeah. And he's going to have good vibes as you'll see in an interview coming out either this week or next week on Golf Talk Canada when you spoke to him, Bob. His wife is very likely going to be caddying for him in the par 3 contest.
That's cool.
Which is going to be great, which is just a great story. And then my flyer pick, because I had to pick one. It's sort of a flyer pick, sort of off the board, kind of, not really, but kind of. Andy Sullivan.
Yeah,
Ryder Cupper.
Yeah, Ryder Cupper.
Made the last three cuts at majors last year.
Certainly not going to be scared of the spotlight at any point.
Yeah, so I think he can quietly sort of just hang around going into the weekend, maybe win from a couple groups back, but $100 more than you, so I still have some money to spend.
You still have we can go back in and tweak if we want. Yep. You've got time before the deadline.
Absolutely.
You've got right until, you know, the Wednesday before the Masters to get in, but it's free. DraftKings.com/golf talk. DraftKings.com/golf talk. Masters pool giving away $100,000. It's fun to play. Get involved. Okay, back to your DJ. Just talking about DJ in general in the Masters here. Mm-hmm. You know, so many guys, I think, fall into the trap at Augusta that unless they hit a draw, they can't win there because all the par fives move right to left. Mm-hmm. All the risk-reward holes, a right-to-left ball flight's ideal.
Right.
I know a guy who won 6 Masters exactly. with a power fade, a right-handed power. Okay? And Martin Keimer almost destroyed his golf game permanently from falling into this trap. I think if DJ does not try to force a draw off the tee, because he's made nothing but a large bucket of money since going to the fade with the Harmon family, hitting the power fade. If he stays with power fade, he hits it so high, too. He doesn't need to shape the ball. Like, he shouldn't even be looking at those trees. He hits it over everything. We saw Bubba Watson do this at 13 a couple years ago, right? But he hit it 100 yards out. Dustin Johnson does not need to work it right to left. Stick to the power fade, and he will. I'm not saying he's going to win, but he'll certainly have a chance to win Sunday if he stays to a left-to-right ball flight. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't think driving is going to be an issue for Dustin. I think when I spoke to him in December, he was saying he thinks he can win with a fade. That's his go-to shot, and he hits it far enough, as you suggested. I think the big question will be whether his putter can hold up on those greens. He's a good putter, but Augusta is a whole different
beast.
You got to be a great putter. So I think you're right. I think that he can win with the fade. Just to me, it's going to be a question of whether his putter's there.
Skull?
Well, and the only two of the major holes where draws for the majority of the field are a priority is 10 and 13. So even if he wants to hit a draw, he can hit 3-wood off the tee.
He could hit 2-iron.
Yeah.
He's so
literally
long.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way 10 sort of runs that
down
power the hill.
Shoot down the left
exactly.
side.
Exactly. And so as Bob said though, especially at Augusta, if you have a 3-footer and you're offline, you got 6 feet coming back.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I mean, he's a guy too. You know, his putter's been good this year for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But if he has a good week, as we said before, he's just tough to beat.
He is going to be tough. It's going to be fun to watch. 9 days away from the Masters, TSN and CTV have you covered top to bottom. Bob and I will be there along with James Duffy and as well as an expanded crew of coverage. It's going to be fun to get involved with the Masters again. It's my favorite time of year. It's Christmas if you are a golf fan. Yeah. Golf Talk Canada TV debuted this week. Great job, Scully,
We're
by
back.
The way.
We're
awesome.
Back.
You did an awesome job, too, on those Why We Were Away vignette.
That was fun.
You and Bob.
That was fun.
Awesome. Very cool. We got tons of response on that. Great job.
Thank you.
We're back this week, Wednesday, 1 o'clock, TSN 4. Second week we go. We'll talk a lot of Adam Hadwin again. Oh, sorry, what's up?
And we can. I'm just going to plug one thing. We're going to have a little Canadian quiz with Mackenzie Hughes and Adam Hadwin.
That's
very funny. I was watching it yesterday. It's good.
I'm going to reveal a secret about that quiz.
Oh. Right.
And I talked to Adam about that secret on after his round Friday at the...
How much of a secret is it then?
We'll let the cat out of the bag next week, but I talked to Adam last week after his second round in Orlando, and he's lying. And Bob, he claims he's never going to tell the secret.
Whoa.
So we might.
Okay.
So we'll have to talk about this. All right, so that does it. We're back 1 o'clock at TSN 4 for Golf Talk Canada TV, and we're back right here next week with a Masters draft live in studio. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @GolfTalkCanada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca.